Welcome to the Voice of Hope with Pastor Andy Clark. I trust you've had a good week walking with the Lord. Here on the Voice of Hope, I bring an encouraging word every Sunday, and I'm on the radio in Bungoma, Kenya, so I bring greetings to everyone listening to radio in Bungoma and Bungoma County and beyond. And then there are many who listen to on the internet, so you can listen to my program by going to my website, thevoiceofhopetoday.org, thevoiceofhopetoday.org. I post all my messages on my website. And so I bring greetings to everyone listening to the Voice of Hope today. And I believe the word that God has given me for you today will encourage you in your walk with the Lord. And so we'll just begin today by praying. Lord God, we just thank you for your word, because your word is a lamp unto our feet, Lord God. It guides us in our path. It gives us direction, it gives us wisdom, it produces faith. So we just release your word to speak to everybody listening to the Voice of Hope today. In Jesus' name, amen. So as I was praying about the word today, the Holy Spirit took me to a story in Luke chapter 5, beginning with verse 17. You may want to turn there. Luke chapter 5, verse 17. You may also want to get a piece of paper where you can write down some scriptures on as we talk about today. And the word the Lord gave me from the scripture was that God wants to do a miracle in our life, but sometimes there are things that hinder us from coming into the miracle working power of God that's available to every one of us through Jesus Christ. And this story in Luke chapter 5, verse 17 is about a paralyzed man who could not move and could not receive his healing. And, you know, someone who's paralyzed can't move. So I knew an individual who broke their neck in a fall, and they were paralyzed from their neck down. And so they couldn't move their arms, they couldn't move their legs, they couldn't move anything except their head. And they could talk, and they could eat, and do everything just fine, but they couldn't move any part of their body. So they needed help with everything because they couldn't move. I have a friend in my church who was in an accident, and he broke his back, and his legs are paralyzed. He can move his arms and everything, but his legs are paralyzed. In fact, because of the accident, the nerves were cut off to the leg, and so he can't feel anything in his leg. He could cut his leg, he wouldn't feel it. You could break his leg with a hammer, he wouldn't feel it. You could light a fire on his leg and he wouldn't feel it, because he has no feeling in his leg. And he can't walk. And so he needs a wheelchair. And he's a very happy Christian. He's on fire for God, loves Jesus, and is very active for the Lord despite his wheelchair. But you see, being paralyzed keeps you from moving. And sometimes there are things in our life that paralyze us or keep from moving. Sometimes fear keeps from moving. We're fearful of something, so we don't obey God. We don't step out and do something because we're fearful. Sometimes we're fearful of different things, or we're anxious or worried. Those things keep the power of God from working in our life. Sometimes we're paralyzed by a problem. Maybe we have a financial problem. We want to do something, but because of financial problem, we can't do it. Or we're paralyzed because of health issues. Maybe we need healing, and we're struggling with some kind of sickness in our body, and we can't go out and do the work we want to do and live like we want because of this sickness in our body. And so this sickness is keeping us or paralyzing us from doing what we want to do. Sometimes our situation or circumstance paralyzes us. We want to do something, but because of our circumstance, we can't do it. So there are things that paralyze our lives and keep us from doing what God wants to do or what we want to do. And God wants to deliver us and heal us of what is paralyzing us or what is stopping you. And I believe God wants to heal you, whether it's a healing from sickness or healing from fear, deliverance from fear or deliverance from the enemy or deliverance from some demonic influence or from poverty or sickness, whatever it is that's stopping you or paralyzing you. I believe God wants to deliver you from that today in the name of Jesus. And we're going to look at some things from this story in Luke chapter 5 and we're going to verse 17, that we can unlearn how that we can receive the power of God in our lives for whatever it is that we need. In Luke chapter 5, beginning in verse 17, it says, "Now it happened on a certain day, as Jesus was teaching, there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by, who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal." So the first thing we see there is the power of the Lord was there. Jesus was in this house, and there were a lot of people that came from everywhere to listen to his teaching, and he was teaching in this house. And it says the power of the Lord was there present to heal. And so the first key to receiving what we have to access the power of God. Now, the power of God was in the house, and we'll see later on in the story that they're having a hard time getting in the house, getting access to the power. See, the power of God is available, first of all, to people who have accepted Jesus as your Savior. See, wherever Jesus is, that's where the power is. And so when you accept Jesus as your Savior and you're born again and Jesus comes into your life, the power of God is available to you. You know, the power of God is available by the Holy Spirit. And so if you've not been born again, the first key to receiving your miracle that's paralyzing you is to accept Jesus Christ in your life. You must confess your sins, accept Christ in your life, make him Lord of your life, become born again, become his child. When you do that, Jesus comes and lives in you by the Holy Spirit, and the power of God lives in you. But maybe you're a believer today and you're a Christian, but you're still paralyzed with a problem. Well, you need to be able to access the power or receive power in your life. You know, you may have electric power going, lines going by your house, but you may not have power in your house. And so you need to have a wire that goes from the power line, electrical line, to your house to bring power into your house. And sometimes, you know, we a Christian, we have the power of God available to us, but we don't know how to receive that power in our lives. So in this situation, in this story of the paralyzed man, that Jesus was in the house, and so the power of God was available to heal. And then we continue in verse 18. It says, "Then behold, men brought on a bed a man who was paralyzed, who they sought to bring in before Jesus and lay before Jesus." So because this man was paralyzed, he couldn't walk, he couldn't get there by himself, so he had some friends who carried him to the house. They probably carried him in a stretcher, and the four men carry, each one carrying each corner, and they're carrying the stretcher to the house. And so part of receiving the power is walking in relationship with other people who believe. You see, he had four friends, and these four friends believed that Jesus could heal their paralyzed friend. And so these four friends brought the paralyzed man to Jesus because they believed Jesus could heal him. And sometimes we have a problem, we're praying for God to solve our problem, but we also need to agree with other believers, other people who believe in Jesus Christ and the power of Jesus Christ. Sometimes when you're very sick, it's hard to have faith for healing. Or you have a financial problem, it's hard to have faith for the financial problem. Or whatever it is that's paralyzing you. And you need to have other believers pray with you and believe with you for that to come into your life. Maybe you have fear and anxiety about something. You need to walk with other believers who have faith so that they can pray with you and encourage you in the Lord. That's why it's important to be part of a church of believers, people who believe in God and believe in the power of Jesus Christ. So we see this paralyzed man, to get healed or to get delivered from his paralysis, he had to have some friends carry him. Now, there have been times in my life that I've been dealing with a health issue, and I've prayed and prayed, but when other people prayed with me, I was healed. And so you need to get other people who agree with you in prayer, the first key to receiving what God has for you. But it says in verse 9, "And when they could not find a way to get to Jesus because of the crowd, they went on the housetop. So they got the friends brought to the house, but they couldn't get the friend inside the house because the house was so filled with people that there was no way in. And sometimes in our life, there are situations and people and circumstances that hinder us from receiving what we have from God. And we need to get past those circumstances. Sometimes people hinder us because they speak doubt and fear. They speak discouragement. They're not willing to help us. And so don't let your circumstances or people hinder you from receiving what God has for you. You know, I'm amazed sometimes. I'll tell somebody, this person has a sickness of cancer or something. And the first thing they tell me is, oh, I had a friend or relative who died from cancer or died from this disease. Well, that's not building faith. See, don't surround yourself with people who are negative, who don't have faith. Don't let other people hinder you. You have to have friends who believe with you. You know, sometimes our circumstances are big. And other people say, you can never do that. That's impossible to do. I believe when Peter was ready to get out of the boat and walk on water, his friends were saying, oh, you can't do that. You can't walk on water. I know a lot of people, God speaks them to do something for them, but they're paralyzed because they listen to other people. And people say, you can't do that. But you see, you have to surround yourself with people of faith and don't listen to people who doubt and discourage you. And so there's things that hinder us sometimes from coming into all that God has for us. Jesus said in Matthew 7, verse 7 through 9, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened unto you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened unto you. That's Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 through 9. So sometimes we have to persevere and press in. He says, ask, seek, and knock. You know, we have to persist sometimes. We have to get into agreement with other friends and persist. Believe in God. Don't give up on what you're believing God for. You know, I've stepped out and done things that are impossible for me to do because I believe God for something greater. I believe God that I could do the impossible. I surrounded myself with people who believe, and we continue to press in and believe until we receive the answer from God. So don't let people hinder you. Don't let circumstances hinder you. And so these men, they didn't let the crowds hinder them. They didn't let circumstance hinder them. And so verse 19 says, and when they could not find Jesus or get into the house that they might bring him because the crowd, they went up on the housetop and let him down the bed through the tiling into the midst before Jesus. So because they couldn't get into the house, these men persisted. They went on top of the house. Now in the Israel in that day, the way they built a house with a flat roof and they had tile on the roof. Now many houses in Africa have tile on the floor. That's not cement. That's tile you put on top of the cement. It's shiny and nice. And it's very hard. And so you put tile on your floor. Well, in Israel, they would have flat roofs and they put tile on the roof. Because a lot of times in Israel, it was hot at night. And so they would go up on their roof and they would relax on the roof. So this roof had tile on it, on the roof. And so what these men did, they weren't going to let anything stop them. Jesus was in the house. The power for healing was in the house. They were going to ask, seek, and find. They were going to press in. They weren't going to let people stop them. They weren't going to let circumstances stop them. They went up on the house, and they tore the tile off the top of the house. That means they're destroying the roof of the house. I can see while they're just pulling this tile off, cement and dirt and sand is falling on the people below and on Jesus. Maybe they're getting upset because these men are pulling the tile off the house, destroying the house, the roof of the house, because they are determined to let their friend down in front of Jesus because they know Jesus can heal their friend. And so they let on ropes their paralyzed man on his stretcher. They let him down before Jesus. In verse 20, it says, when Jesus saw their faith, he said to them, man, your sins are forgiven you. So what did Jesus? Jesus saw their faith. You know, and so You know, faith is essential. Jesus saw their faith because he saw their faith because they were willing to tear off the roof of the house to come down. He saw their faith. You know, without, the Bible says in Hebrews 11:5, but without faith it's impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So to have faith, you must believe and you must press in. It says he believes in God, that God is a rewarder of those who what? Diligently seek him. Ask, seek, and knock. So faith requires us to continue to pray, continue to believe, continue to do what God asks us to do. See, sometimes people pray, but they don't do what God asks them to do. See, sometimes it requires obedience. Sometimes it requires sacrifice. These men had to do something extra. They just didn't bring their friend in front of Jesus because things were hindering them. So they went up on the roof, tore the roof off. What is God asking you to do in faith to receive what he has for you? You know, there have been times God has asked me to do something. I didn't have the money to do it. And I gave money to somebody else because I didn't have the money. And because I made the sacrifice and gave to somebody else in obedience to God, God supplied what I needed for what was hindering me. You know, and so sometimes we have to act in faith and do things in faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. In Romans 4:20-21, it's talking about Abraham. It says, Abraham did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he had promised, what God had promised him, God was also able to perform it. So Abraham, God promised Abraham that he was going to have descendants like the stars of the sky and like the sand of the seashore, and he was going to be blessed, and he was going to bless all nations. And Abraham obeyed God. He left his home and went on a journey he did not know, and he waited for many years without having even his child. His wife was barren. She couldn't even have a child. He waited many years. He did everything God asked him to do. He continued to be obedient in God, and he said that he did not waver at the promise of God, but he was fully convinced that what God had promised him, he was also able to do. And so, you know, sometimes faith requires an action to do something, but sometimes we have to walk the life of faith. Abraham had to obey God, but he had to walk the life of faith. And so sometimes we pray for something, but we have to continue to persevere and press and believe God. Hebrews 10:23 says, let us lay hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he that promised is able to fulfill it. And so don't let go of your faith. Continue to press in. It may be hard. There may be problems. There may be challenges. Continue to press in faith and believe. These men, these friends, they did not give up. They, when they could not get in, people were hindering them. They couldn't get to Jesus. They couldn't get to the power in there. And so they believed God. They tore the roof off the house. They pressed in and believed for God to heal their friend. And so they lowered their friend. And Jesus said in verse 20, and when he saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, your sins are forgiven you. Why did Jesus could have said, you're healed. And he would have been healed. No, Jesus said, your sins are forgiven you. Why? Because sin can oftentimes hinder our healing. Or sin can hinder what God has promised us. You know, Jesus said, when you go to pray, if you have anything against anyone, forgive them and then pray. Because if you don't forgive, your Father in heaven is not going to forgive you. And so sometimes we're believing for God, we're pressing in, but God's not answering our prayer because there's some sin in our lives. In James 5:16, James says, confess your faults or sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The Bible says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So sometimes when we're believing for God and we're pressing in for God to do something special in our life and we're paralyzed, we just don't seem to be making any progress, Maybe we need to examine ourselves. Maybe there's something in our life that's not right. Maybe we have a bad attitude. We don't have forgiven people. Maybe we've spoken evil of people. Maybe we've had bad thoughts, or we've lied or done something else that is sinful. You know, you need to just ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, show me things in my life that aren't right. And when the Holy Spirit shows you those things, confess them to Jesus Christ and say, Jesus, I sinned. I did what's wrong. If you confess your sin to him, he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sin. But James also says, confess your faults to one another, or your sins to one another. In other words, if what you have done has badly affected somebody else, you need to go and confess to them what you've done. If you've lied or done something to somebody else, you need to go confess to them. If you've, whatever it is, whatever the Holy Spirit speaks in your life, you need to confess it. So Jesus sees the man's faith. He sees the faith of the man's friends. And the first thing he tells him is, your sins are forgiven. Because evidently there were some sins that were hindering this man from his healing, hindering him from what God had for him. And so the other people in the house, in verse 21, it says, and the scribes and Pharisees began to reason, saying, who is this who speaks blasphemy? Blasphemy is speaking something that's not true. Who can forgive sins but God alone? But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, or understood what these scribes and Pharisees, these are religious people. They don't believe in the power of God. They don't believe in Jesus. And so they don't believe Jesus can forgive sins. But it said, but when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered and said to them, why are you reasoning in your hearts? Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or rise up and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the man, lame man who was paralyzed, I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your home. And it says, immediately the paralyzed man rose up, took up what he had been laying on, and departed to his own house, glorifying God. And it says, all the people were amazed, and they glorified God, and were filled with fear, that is, awe of Jesus Christ, saying, we have never seen such strange things in our day. So Jesus tells the scribes and Pharisees who don't believe. And a lot of times, religious people, they act very religious, but they don't have great faith. And these religious people, they knew the Old Testament and the prophets, and they were teachers, but they didn't really believe in Jesus Christ, that Jesus was the Son of God, that Jesus had power to raise and heal and deliver and do all these things. They didn't really believe those things. And Jesus said, which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven, or rise up and take up your bed and walk? It's because Jesus understood the same power that forgives sin is the same power that is can heal you or provide your need. And so he proved that he was a Son of God by healing the lame man, because no one could do that. You see, sometimes we believe that Jesus can forgive us of our sin. And we accept Jesus as our Savior, we believe we're a child of God. But sometimes we have a hard time believing Jesus to solve our problems. Sometimes we have a hard time believing Jesus to provide the finances that we need, or something else that we need that's paralyzing us. But the same power that forgave you of your sin is the same power that can provide finances for you, the same power that can heal you, the same power that can open doors of favor, can do whatever God needs in your life. It's the same power that is in you. And that power is made available through Jesus Christ. The power was there to heal because Jesus was there. Jesus needs to be the center of your life. See, Jesus is not somebody we just worship or talk about. Jesus needs to be the Lord of our life. He needs to be the center of our life. You need to have Jesus over your family, Jesus over your business, Jesus over your marriage. Jesus needs to be the center of everything. Because when Jesus is the center of your life, he will help you in every area of your life. So the final result of what happened here was that the man was instantly healed, took up his bed and walked, and everyone glorified Jesus Christ. See, sometimes we have to press in and believe. See, God wants us, sometimes we wonder why God doesn't answer our prayer. Because he wants us to seek and knock. He wants us to press in. He wants us to believe. He wants us to deal with the sin in our life. He wants the other people to pray with us. So when God answers a prayer, the glory of God is revealed. So sometimes the struggle we go through to receive the answer to prayer is for God's glory. It makes us stronger in faith. It makes others stronger in faith. And so today, God, I believe the power of God is here to provide needs. The power of God is here to deliver. The power of God is here to heal. It is available, but God wants you to press in. God wants you to agree with other people. God wants you to deal with the sin in your life. God wants you to have faith in him that he can meet your need. And so, Lord God, we come before you today, Lord Jesus. And Lord, I believe today that the power of God is available to heal. The power of Jesus is available. Jesus, your name is above every name. Your name is above every financial situation. Your name is above every sickness, every attack of the enemy, every problem. Your name is above every name. Everything must bow at your name. So, Jesus, we come today in the authority of your name. And, Lord, in the authority of your name, we speak healing to those who are listening to this prayer today. If you're in a room listening to the radio with some other people, have them lay their hands on you. And together we're going to speak healing over your body. In Jesus' name, I pray healing over every person that's listening to the Voice of Hope today. If you're dealing with a financial issue, we're going to believe God. God is the Jehovah Jireh. He's our healer, and he is our provider. And God wants to provide supernatural. God wants to provide for you. And God wants to show you how to receive that provision for your life. See, ask, seek, and knock means you're seeking God. How do you want to do this? How do you want to provide? And we have to obey God's leading to receive what God has for you. So, Lord God, I come for every person that has a financial situation. Lead and guide them, Lord God, how they can come into what you have for them, Lord God. Your promise, you have great and precious promises for us, Lord God, that we can access by faith and obedience to what you have to do. Lord, if there's some sin in our life, Lord, we ask you to forgive us of our sin right now. Anything that may hinder us, Lord God, reveal to every person listening today. If there's something that's hindered them from revealing, to receiving what you have for them, I pray that you reveal that today, Lord God. And I pray that they'll continue to persevere, continue to believe in faith until they receive the answer. In Jesus' name, amen. So if you're encouraged by the Voice of Hope today, I encourage you to listen. If you listen to radio in Bungoma, I encourage you to listen every Sunday to the Voice of Hope. Invite your friends to listen to the Voice of Hope on the radio. And if you can't listen to the radio, I encourage you to go on my website, voiceofhopetoday.org, and you can listen to all my radio programs. May God bless you and keep you this week. May you walk in his grace and love and power until we meet next week. Bye-bye.